This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Patrick Fitzgerald, the federal prosecutor who went after the Gambino crime family, Al-Qaeda, and the White House in court and took the pelts off several Illinois politicians, is leaving his job as U.S. attorney in Chicago. The career prosecutor, who was often compared to Elliot Ness with a Harvard degree, leaves a legacy as a corruption buster. There's some who criticize his conduct as overzealous. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Even though they are presidential appointees, U.S. attorneys are supposed to be as apolitical as possible. But some say Patrick Fitzgerald took the political independence of the U.S. attorney's office in Chicago to a whole new level. Former assistant U.S. attorney Jeff Kramer worked under Fitzgerald.
I don't think there's any assistant who's ever worked under Pat that ever questioned whether or not his decisions were based upon politics, because they never were. You knew that when Pat made a decision, it was based upon the law and what his office dictated.
Patrick Fitzgerald came to Chicago in September of 2001 as the ultimate outsider. In New York, he'd been prosecuting terrorism and organized crime cases. The hope at the time was for a U.S. attorney with no Illinois political ties who'd be willing to go after corruption in both parties. Andy Shaw is with the watchdog group, the Better Government Association. He says Fitzgerald fit the bill.
And the best example of that is that he put two governors in jail, one from each party.
Former Republican Governor George Ryan is serving 6.5 years. Former Democratic Governor Rod Blagojevich is serving 14 years, both for corruption. But the list of Fitzgerald's convictions doesn't stop there. Media mogul Conrad Black, several mob bosses, and a former police commander who abused and tortured suspects all went to prison on Fitzgerald's watch. So, too, did the chief of staff to former Vice President Dick Cheney, Louis Scooter Libby, whom Fitzgerald stared as a special prosecutor investigating the leak of a CIA operative's name. But as he discussed his decision this week to step down, Fitzgerald said he doesn't take a lot of joy in those victories.
You did a fair trial, you won, and there's an empty feeling in your stomach when you realize that someone else is going to prison. That doesn't change. Imprisonment is just not a good thing. It's a necessary evil at times, and I use those words meaning both words.
Fitzgerald says criminals must be locked up, but that anyone who thinks prison is a productive use of anyone's time is deluding themselves. Fitzgerald says he does have regrets. Among them are the harsh words he used when announcing the arrest of then-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich in December of 2008. Fitzgerald called Blagojevich's actions a political corruption crime spree that would make Lincoln roll over in his grave.
It seemed like a good idea at the time, which tells you that, no, in all seriousness, I probably could add a colder shower, a little more sleep, and some decaf.
Do those words provide any solace now to the brother of the former governor?
No. No.
Robert Blagojevich was indicted along with his more infamous brother as the head of the governor's campaign fund. He says those words polluted the jury pool and that his presumption of innocence was lost. Furthermore, Robert Blagojevich sharply criticizes the tactics Fitzgerald used in trying to get him to testify against Rod, and he's glad to see Fitzgerald go.
I think he overreached in indicting me and using me as a pawn to get to my brother. And so I think it's a good day for civil liberties, and it's long overdue, in my opinion.
Blagojevich spent almost $1 million to defend himself, only to have Fitzgerald eventually drop the charges. Others have criticized Fitzgerald for being overzealous in how broadly he applies the law. Fitzgerald dismisses such complaints. As for what's next for the star U.S. attorney, Fitzgerald says he really has no idea yet. But the one thing he rules out is a run for office.
I'm not wired to campaign for anything or run for elective office, period.
Patrick Fitzgerald leaves the U.S. attorney's office June 30th. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.